It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Kung Fu Panda 4, the latest chapter in this Jack Black voice saga in which he reprises his role as Po the Panda, also known as the Dragon Warrior. This time he faces a new threat, a shape-shifting villainess known as the Chameleon. She's voiced by Viola Davis, and she covets Po's staff to open up the spirit realm to steal the Kung Fu skills of the fallen heroes and villains, including the first movie's villain Tai Long, voiced by Ian McShane. The story is a mixed bag as Po must find the successor to become the new Dragon Warrior while enlisting the help of a thieving fox voiced by Aquafina to track down the Chameleon. Kung Fu Panda 4 is the cheapest of the four films, made at a budget of $85 million, which is probably why it sells itself short of the infinite possibilities it could have explored more on. Jack Black is still entertaining as Po, and Awkwafina is charming as the fox, but the movie relies on too many obvious gags and predictable plot elements to try to keep things rolling along. I really enjoyed the first three films because of the way they were able to broaden their horizons and Po's journey of self-discovery and wisdom, while having a versatile sense of humor and actors who are willing to commit to the colorful characters along the way. I really think we should get a few more sequels, but as long as they're more open-minded and consistent. There are some delightful aspects of Kung Fu Panda 4, but it still lacks the punch of the first three films, 2.5 stars. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.